Okay, year two at Michael Faraday, brand new term, and we have some new science work to share. And I've got three scientists who are going to help us out, three very young scientists. We'll find some names out. So, young man, your name?
Remy, Zainab, Farah.
Wonderful. We have Remy, Zainab and Farah. Well, I'll ask Zainab first. So, our new topic, can you explain what we've been learning about?
We've been learning about how animals grow from babies to adults.
Yeah, perfect. How animals can grow from babies to adults. Now, Remy, we've seen some different ways. So how might baby birds be born?
From an egg, and they become baby, and then they become adult when they eat lots and they get older.
Yeah, so the egg hatches and out comes a little baby chick, and then it will eat lots and lots, and it's looked after by the mummy, and it will grow.
Yeah.
And so, Farah, so if an animal is not being born in an egg, where else might it grow and be born?
In their mummy's tummy.
Yeah, and can you think of an example? So what kind of animals are born inside their mummy's tummy?
A mammal.
A mammal, that was really good. Yeah, so we've had this some brand new words that have been introduced. One of them was a mammal, and maybe Remy can explain. So give me an example of a mammal.
Elephant.
Fantastic. And another one of these new words, Zainab, was an amphibian. What could be an example?
A toad or a frog.
Perfect. And what about maybe for Farah, a reptile?
A snake.
Well done, good boy. So our work, we've been drawing some pictures of the baby animals and the older animals. So maybe, Remy, do you want to describe what have you been drawing?
A chick and when it goes to a mummy chick.
And what's the main differences?
Because it's more bigger and it has more different colours on it.
And do you think the baby chick, when it's born, has it got lots of feathers?
It has wool.
And they might start to grow when it gets healthy. Farah, so what has been the animal that you've drawn?
A chick and the mummy chick.
Okay, and what would you describe? What are the main differences between them?
The baby chick has lots of
feathers.
Feathers.
And is the baby chick big or small?
Small.
And do you think the baby chick can look after itself, or does it need some help?
It needs some help.
Very good. And then being very patient, we have Zainab. So your animals that you've drawn, please.
I've drawn two bunnies. One of them are smaller than the other, and the baby bunny has not as much feathers as it's got, and it hasn't got much detail than the mummy.
Yeah, so it hasn't got as much fur. And remind me, so a bunny would be what kind of animal?
A mammal.
Which means that it grows where?
Inside of the mummy's tummy.
And maybe if we finish off, we've also got some short descriptive work. So perhaps they know, if you'd like to read out the work that you've written. And so we've been asked to answer the question, how does the animal change as it grows? And you've written,
first of all, the bunny comes out of the mummy's tummy, so that means it is a mammal. Gradually, the bunny grows up to be a rabbit.
Brilliant. Okay. We shall end there. And so Remy and Zainab and Farah, thank you for your help. That is just the start of our work in year two. And we've got many, many more exciting things to do. We're going to look at some more parts of science, such as healthy eating and hygiene and looking after ourselves. All right, well, thank you. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.